Good morning, everybody. For some guys in Chonabet, this actually maybe the last shmooze, this last live shmooze, and we're going to miss them dearly. Certainly some of the regulars. And it's good to see some old, new faces rejoining us. The alumni, Baruch Hashem, we're so proud of our alumni. They're learning Yom V'Laila during their winter vacation. It's a beautiful thing. Come to Friday morning Seder. There's a Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun Gimel Mebeis that tells us that where did Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah get the idea to jump into the Kivshon Eish? Where did they get it from? Now, we would have thought, oh, they were great people, they got it from themselves. That's not what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us, Shemosnu Asmar Kedush Hashem, the Kivshon Eish, Nosu Kal V'Chomer, they made a Kal V'Chomer. Ba'atzman to themselves, mitzvardim from the frogs. Umat tzvardim she'ein mitzuvim al kedushas Hashem. Tzvardim who are not commanded to be mekadesh Hashem shemayim for kedush Hashem. Nevertheless, what did they do? It says the pasuk says uvov alu b'veisecho v'tanu recho m'sharu secho. Right. So the tzvardim went into the houses, they went into the ovens to be mekadesh Hashem shemayim, but they weren't commanded. So Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah who are commanded. They made a Kal V'Chomer to themselves there that they are obligated to jump into the Kivshon Eish in their time. And we also actually, somebody just asked me, the idea of Golem Mitzvah Osa, Mishaena Mitzvah Osa. Obviously, it's part of it. That's the part of the Kal V'Chomer. That if they who weren't commanded jumped into the fire, so we should also jump into the fire. So I saw in the Sefer Matoka Or a little bit about the Inyan of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Now, when we hear about, when we think about the idea of Lekadesh Shem Shemayim, I mean, understand the greatness of that. Of course, we know in the Mishnah and Avos, it speaks about how terrible it is to be Mechal Shem Shemayim, there's no kapara. So Kiddush Shem Shemayim is one of the focal points, one of the greatest things that we could do. And I would imagine that most of us would think that the Kiddush Hashem that would come to mind, let's say for me, what was the greatest Kiddush Hashem I heard about? This reminded me of many, many years ago, the famous story about Mr. Aaron Feuerstein, the Molden Mills factory in somewhere in Massachusetts. So it burned down around the holiday season, and people lost their jobs, obviously, workers, and there's nowhere to go. But nevertheless, during holiday season, he still paid all of his employees. And it was a big thing, it was a huge Kiddush Hashem. So it's a Kiddush Hashem. So that's what we think about when we think about Kiddush Hashem. But Rav Steinman says the following. He says that you notice that also we usually associate Kiddush Hashem, which means to inspire other people. And to make other people change. So Rav Steinman points out that we see that Tzvardim, as great as their Kiddush Hashem was, as the Gemara tells us, this is where Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah got the idea of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. The Tzvardim were Mekadesh Shem Shemayim for sure. That's the language of the Gemara. But yet what? Did the Kiddush Hashem lead to anybody becoming religious? Did it inspire the Mitzrayim at all? Absolutely not. So we also think that the idea of Kiddush Hashem is to influence others. And we see that it's not the case. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yedzayin and Beis talks about the people of the city of Bnei Masa. Bnei Masa Masia. And they would actually, that's where the Yarchei Kala, the Shiurim, that Rav Ashi would give 30 days before Pesach and 30 days before Sukkot, they would witness the many, many Jews that would come to those Shiurim. And yet, none of them converted. But yet there was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Gemara tells us. So says Rav Steinman, a Kiddush Hashem doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to influence others. It's irrespective. It's about you. The idea of Kiddush Shem Shemayim is you. When you go ahead in your own Dalet Amos, in your own life, you do something for the sake of Hashem, that is a Kiddush Hashem. A Kiddush Hashem doesn't have to be public, and a Kiddush Hashem does not have to influence others. So says Rav Steinman. And Pinkus, in Sefer Shari Emuna, says the following quote. Listen to this: Kol mitzvah she'ein la'adam shum siba o mashicha kol shu la'asosa. The person has no ulterior motives in doing a mitzvah. For example, nobody's watching you. It's Friday night, nobody's around, and you decide to learn. You're not doing it for peer pressure. You're not doing it to show people you're from. You're not doing it to inspire other people. Just the Kaddish Shem Shemayim, that's an example that I was giving. Afechad lo roya, so nobody sees you. Votetel mikach shum toelas at the gashmis. No physical result will come from this action. Vu oso so ach v'rach l'shem kud shabrichu. You do something only for Hashem's sake. Kiyam is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That is a Kiddush Hashem, so says the Pinkus. We think, you know, Kiddush Hashem is to walk in the street with a yarmulke. We think Kiddush Hashem is to go, you know, give a poor people, you know, poor person money in front of other people. That's a Kiddush Hashem. No. I mean, that is a Kiddush Hashem. But it seems to be an even greater Kiddush Hashem is when you decide, I'm going to sanctify the name of Hashem without anybody knowing, for no ulterior motives at all, purely the Shem Shemayim. And I can come up with many, many examples. For example, another example that comes to mind, which I think is so important, and I think it'll help all of us. Right? You go to a shir, you sit in the shir for an hour. And unfortunately, we don't chazer as much as we can. But if you try to think about like one yisod, one kasha, one teretz, and walk around, walk to lunch thinking about it, walk from lunch, walk to the base measures, right? There's so much dead time in our heads, and I've spoken about this many times, but I can't stress it enough. You learn halacha in the morning. Instead of thinking about the weather and about whatever else you're thinking about, every so often think, oh yeah, I learned the halacha this morning. The halacha is that. I learned, right? How come oftentimes, even as the Rechazer, the Gemara is not on our fingertips? Well, if we filled our head with the Gemara all day, as we're walking around thinking about I don't know what, so then we would remember everything. You know, a few lines here, a few lines there. You can't imagine. And certainly this would be the Kaddish Shem Shemayim. Nobody knows what we're thinking. Nobody. And yet, we're going ahead, and instead of spacing out about who knows what, we're going ahead and we're thinking about Torah. What greater Kiddush Hashem to do something totally the same Shemayim? There's no other reason. Obviously, perhaps there's an ulterior motive that you should know it, but I think the ikkar is that you're taking those moments, those dead moments, and sanctifying the name of Hashem without anybody knowing. Listen to the language of the Rambam. Listen to this language of the Rambam. If a person restrains himself from doing an avera, or he does a mitzvah, not for any reason in the world, you're not afraid of what people are going to say, not because you want people to say, oh, what a firm guy, he's so serious. None of those reasons. Just like Yosef HaTzadik, again, I guess he's assuming that nobody would have known. Nobody would have ever known. Harizem Kaddish Hashem. What's the real Kaddish Hashem? What seems to be the greatest level of Kaddish Hashem? Where it's between you and Hashem. It's totally the Shem Shemayim. That's the greatest. That's what it sounds like. And Pinkus gives some examples. Example number one. He says that unfortunately somebody wakes up late. He misses Minyan. There's nobody looking what you're going to put on your tefillin. There's nobody looking to see if you're going to say Shema and Shmona Esrei. There's nobody. But you're doing it because the Shem Shemayim, it's between you and Hashem. That you achieve that madriga. He gives another example. He says you're in a bathroom on Shabbos and there's no toilet paper, right? And you say, I can rip the toilet paper. Nobody's going to see. Nobody cares. No, I keep Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. It's between me and Hashem. Of course I'm not going to rip. Happens to be. It's brought down halacha that if a person in such a situation, he has no choice. So just v'maimer hamusker, right? A person is allowed to bite. Hey, don't laugh. Bite not where the perforations are. But just so you know, that would be the halacha to do over there. But the idea is, that's what we do. A woman, here's another example. A woman is in the kitchen on Shabbos, and there's a spill. And the only thing she has handy is a perforated roll of paper towels. Right? And she says, no. Nobody would ever know. Nobody would ever know. She doesn't do that. That's considered to be Mikdash Ibn Sofonei Yisrael. He gives another example. Certainly a very, very, very relevant example. Somebody's walking in the street, and he sees a nice-looking woman, or he sees a woman not appropriately dressed, or something of that sort. And he says to himself, oh, I'm not going to look. Nobody would know. Nobody could tell what a person's looking at, what a person's not looking at. And he doesn't look. So, without anybody knowing, simply because you want to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And amazing, amazing things. Derech Agav, a person should know, when a person does a Ma'aseh Mitzvah like that, I've heard, there's a schus tefillah. A person could say, a person wants to look at a place which he didn't want to look at, or a person wants to do something, the Shem Shemayim between him and Hashem. Hashem, I was just Moshe Nefesh, not to look at a certain thing. Hashem, I want to use this opportunity as a koach ha-tefillah, and he can daven for things at that moment. Derech Agav. Listen to the language of the Chovos HaLevavos. The Chovos HaLevavos says the following. I'm sorry, it's not really a quote. He says, "She'in is a shayach l'kol mitzvah shebelev." Every mitzvah in your heart. She'kein hein ein anasos l'tzorich emtzoi chitzoni kolshu. There's no ulterior motive. When a person does something for no ulterior motive at all, it's not because he has to come to Seder and his chavrus is going to be alone, or his rebbe is going to think he's a bum. for mamash l'shem shemayim at a time when there's no other reason. That's a tremendously high level of kaddish shem shemayim. And Reb Pinchas says this is an opposite extreme. A person that a person does when he's alone, when nobody's around him, that's a terrible thing. That's called a chilul Hashem. Nobody's going to know. You know, right? We assume chilul Hashem is when somebody walks in the street, you know, somebody walks into McDonald's. That's a chilul Hashem. No. Even when you're not being seen, that's a chilul Hashem. We don't think about it like that, but it is. When a person goes ahead and does an avera in private, that's also a chilul Hashem. And continuing along, the Mishnah Berurah says that, he quotes in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Katan Hey, he says that the world is founded upon Sidrat HaKedusha, which is referring to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh that we say. So you see the idea of Kiddush Hashem is what sustains the world. To Mekad Hashem Shemayim, V'Nikdash Nibisoch B'nei Yisrael. And if that's the case, so when a person goes ahead and is Mekad Hashem Shemayim, not just with his words of Kadosh, 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 but he goes ahead and he does a mitzvah, Mamash Hashem Shemayim, so then he's reaching that Madrega of V'Nikdash Nibisoch B'nei Yisrael. So I think the message is very clear that it's Tzvardim, frogs who were not commanded went ahead and jumped into fires for reason in the Kaddish Shem Shemayim. Kanan and Mishael Azariah took a Kavah Chomer from there that they also have to be Kaddish Shem Shemayim. Certainly, we can learn from the frogs as well. There's no question about it. What are we doing? A person has to ask himself, what am I doing in the Kaddish Shem Shemayim? We go through the motions. We say, we daven because we daven. We learn because we learn. But if a person puts a little bit of thought, a little bit of kavana, why am I doing this? Because our job in this world is the Kaddish Shem Shemayim. That's what Kaddish Baruch Hu brought us here. The Kaddish Shem Shemayim. Right? And when a person, all of a sudden, instead of just doing, again, there are plenty of amazing people. People do so many right things. But so often, we don't think about it. So, and this needs kavana. You can't just say, I'm learning because I'm learning, because I enjoy learning. No, I'm learning because I want to be Kaddish Shem Shemayim. That's my job here. I'm a Jew, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a neshama, and I'm here to sanctify the name of Hashem. And I think when we look at other people, we say, wow, what a Kiddush Hashem. We get excited about it. But one of the challenges is that we don't realize that when we go ahead and we do, when we learn, when we daven, when we do Ma'aseh Chesed, we're also being a Kiddush Shemayim. Can you imagine? We never thought like that. We thought, that person is doing something great in public, that's a Kiddush Hashem. But we have to know, and we have to realize, when we go ahead and we do a mitzvah, we learn when nobody's watching, when we do something for only pure L'shem Shemayim reasons, we are doing the greatest things in the world, Rabbi Mekad L'shem Shemayim. So I guess our bracha and our tefillah to the guys that are leaving. I don't know who else is leaving this coming week. You're here another week in Yitzhak Shem. Oh, you're leaving this week?
Next week.
So always remember that we have one job. Everything comes down to this one job in life. To be Mekad Hashem Shemayim. And Mekad Hashem Shemayim doesn't mean that you have to show everybody and you have to show the world that you do it. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go ahead, and there are many, many examples. Learning when nobody's watching, and doing a Ma'aseh Chesed when nobody's watching, and so many different examples that a person could incorporate this idea. But the idea is also to have kavana. That's what we're here. Our job here in this world is to sanctify the name of Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbat.